I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What do you want to talk about today, Mike?
Thought today we would talk about GPS. A couple weeks ago, we had the episode that was about map navigation. Now Let's talk about navigating with technology.
Okay, so it's like navigation part two.
Right, yeah. To be continued.
Is this like our first sequel episode? Right, yeah.
Our first sequel without it being an updates.
Right, okay. Yeah, no, I think that's a good one to cover.
So, I mean, most people know that it is GPS is satellite. It's
Global Positioning System, I believe, is what you're looking for.
Yes, it's an acronym. Yeah. But yeah, just use a satellite to kind of, you've heard of triangulation with your cell phones. It just uses a satellite to pinpoint where you are at on the planet or on the flat Earth if you're one of them. So
Right. Yes, the flat Earth.
So, but I mean, it's very similar to the map thing, other than you've got a lot more you can do with it in the sense, it depends on the app that you use, if you use the free version or the paid version, things of that nature. You can just use Google Maps and put in it in the hiking or walking mode. You can use, I believe Apple Maps even has a walking type of thing. You can use regular, just your average road maps, GPS things, but there are specific things to backcountry that you and I tend to use that allow us to download our maps and things of that nature. So when you don't have cell signal, you can still find yourself.
Yeah. So, well, and maybe, I mean, this is your topic, so you tell me how you want to do it, but like, maybe we want to break this into two different conversations too, because like, even all the things that you just said are very smartphone as a GPS centric topics.
Yep.
But then like there's also like actual GPS devices too.
Yeah. The most common one everybody has heard of, Garmin.
Yeah.
My dog's visiting me. But yeah, we've all heard of Garmin, and there's definitely others out there, TomTom, things of that. But
there's TomTom, there's Garmin, there's like eTrex. There's one that I've actually looked at maybe buying called InReach. All of those not a sponsor. I wish any of you feel free to reach out to us to become sponsors if you would like to. If you would like us to test out your products, feel free to just send us one of your products to test out, and we're happy to talk about it on the podcast. But I feel like those are like a separate thing from like your smartphone GPS.
Yeah, and I should have invited my brother-in-law to talk about this topic with us, because he knows Garmin. He knows actual like just specific GPS units.
Right, from his running and stuff, right?
From his running and his hunting and things like that. So I've never used a GPS specific device.
I have back in my I used to really like to go geocaching. That was like one of my hobby things that I did. Mm-hmm. And that was back before, I mean, smartphones were a thing, but like the GPS functions of them were not super great or super accurate.
Right. I think that was back before they had satellite connectivity. It was all cell tower triangulation.
I think it was all cell tower triangulation. I think you're right, which is starting to get into like nerd talk. But but yeah, so I have used one back then. I have used what I'm going to say is a GPS thing, even though I don't know for sure that is exactly what it is. But like on a boat, I have used one of those.
Okay.
And then back before smartphones were a thing, I had like a car Garmin thing.
Okay.
Which all kind of similar to like just a handheld. Handheld is just literally a handheld version of the same thing. So But so let's start with the smartphone conversation, since that's kind of where your brain went and what you started with.
Right. That's where my knowledge is, or my I'm not going to say expertise, but my experience is with that. So, I think I've mentioned it in the past. We used to use this Footpath app. It did a lot for us. The old free version did a lot for us.
Yeah.
They did an update, lost all of my old maps. And they now charge for what we used to do.
Yeah.
And I found a different app, not a sponsor, but we have switched over to Onyx. And it's just on X.
Right.
I'm getting used to it. I'm not going to say hated it at first. Wasn't used to the formatting of it and everything like that. We used it for our 50th episode, that hike that we did. And I actually really, really liked the old one kept track of us as we went along, but this one seemed to do a much better job, tracked where we're at, what direction we're pointing, elevation, all that kind of crap. So, I mean, and I'm sure they all do it. Like, the Footpath did that in the free version, and then their paid version has all of that too. So it just depends what you want to pay for or things like that. But there's a lot of different apps for your smartphone. And I don't think they're region specific, but like the Onyx is the one that I just heard the most about from other podcasters or influencers, things like that, that I follow it in for the back country type stuff. So,
yeah.
I use the iPad version and then I send it to my phone. I use the same login, but I just trace it with my Apple Pencil and just trace our route. It tells me how many miles we're going, what the elevation gain is, what the elevation loss is. Here's a campsite. Here's this, that, or the other thing. Here's water. Here's swamp. Here's a mountain. It is using a map, but it's also, it's giving you so much information all at once that just allows you to plan your route more efficiently. So,
well, and here's what I like for like the smartphone version of GPS and using some of these apps. Especially compared to, like you said, compared to our last episode where we were talking about printed maps, when you're using these GPS devices as a whole, the broad category of GPS devices, it's showing you like live update of where you're at. So like you don't got to guess to say like, okay, well, this is roughly where I'm at on this map. Like it's telling you, it's got like a little dot or a little arrow or whatever your little marker is that says, this is where you're at. This is how far you've gone. No guessing. Takes all the guesswork out of it. And then the other thing that I like is about, especially with the smartphone apps in today's era, most everybody's already got a smartphone in their pocket. So like
most of us aren't leaving it in the truck when we go hiking. We're usually taking it with us.
You're usually taking it with you. And then therefore your cost to entry is lower. Like, yeah, you paid for a smartphone, but like you paid for that regardless. Like you already own that, or you're paying for that or whatever. So like you're saying, there are a bunch of free apps you can use. Yeah, there's ones you can pay for too if you want a little bit more detail or more information.
More features or whatever, yeah.
There's a lot of free ones. So, like, it's – depending on how you do math, it's basically no cost to get into it.
Right. Or it's a small monthly fee to get into it. So, if you use the actual GPS device or unit, you tend to pay less than what your smartphone would be. But it's not, they're usually not a cheap thing, especially, it depends. You could get a very cheap one, but have a monthly fee or pay for every update, things of that nature. Or you buy this really expensive thing, but then they promise you lifetime updates for so many years or so many years of free updates. And then you've got to start paying, things of that nature. So you gotta pay attention to what you're getting into with those specific units as to what it's going to cost you in the long run too.
Well, and another thing that I would say about, you know, GPS specific devices, talking about the maps and the updates and mm-hmm. things like that, you're going to want to pay attention to, do you need to have a computer to update these maps yeah. and all that sort of stuff? Or does it have some sort of over the air map update? Does it have Wi-Fi built in or whatever?
Right.
Or like you're saying, do you have to pay for some sort of subscription for mm-hmm. that device on top of paying for the device? So like one of the ones that I was looking at,
and you're already paying for your cell phone service or whatever too. So right. like it's added cost, in my opinion. I'm sure there are very good benefits to it, and they may go into even more detail than what your smartphone apps could, because mm-hmm. your phone has limited space, and those GPS apps take up a good chunk of it, depending on what size mm-hmm. Storage you have on your phone. So pros and cons there too. So,
well, and just to get back to like the whole subscription thing. So one of the ones that I was looking at was one of the InReach devices. And the whole reason I was looking at that specifically is because it had two-way communication that you could text message people via satellite, share your location with a third party. That was really appealing to me. So you yeah. were getting not only a GPS device, but you were also getting a GPS communicator. Now, fast forward to where we're at today, I never wound up buying one. Fast forward to where we're at today, and our cell phones now do that built in.
Right.
When I was looking at them, they did not. So I was right. thinking like, okay, well, this would be a good thing to have, because not only is it giving us maps and showing us where we're at and, you know, being that safety feature, but here's this other safety feature of being able to communicate with emergency services or just whoever I want to. I think you could pre-program a couple of people in there. I don't remember exactly how it worked, but
right.
But again, so then that comes with a monthly subscription fee. So,
well, right. Yeah.
You know, pros and cons.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, we weighed those pros and cons, and we decided that, especially now with the technology that our phones have, that it, realistically, we're capable of doing. I'm going to throw a number out there that's fake. I just made it up. I don't know if it's true or not, but in my opinion, about 90 to 99% of what an actual GPS unit would do for us.
So, true. But here's the thing. I mean, just to like cards on the table, something that we should mention. If you are out there and you're using one of these GPS apps on your smartphone, it is going to drain your battery while you're doing that.
Yes. So, unless.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me.
Unless you download the map and put it in airplane mode. I did that on our last trail, and it still tracked where we were as we were going.
Right, because GPS still works even in airplane mode usually.
Yeah. So, it drains your battery less because it's not trying to look for a cell signal, things of that nature over and over. Sure. So it's going to drain it less. So there are ways to combat it draining your battery, per se. But you definitely want to take like a battery backup or some kind of a charging unit.
Okay. I mean, that's where I was going. Is like you are going to want to take a battery backup of some sort for your cell phone, whereas a dedicated GPS device, because it is performing a specific function and doing less things,
yeah,
usually the battery lasts longer in a GPS device. I'm still going to say you're probably going to want to take a backup batteries even for your GPS device if you take it, but usually
especially as it ages,
they are designed in a way to use for multiple days on mm-hmm. a single charge.
Yeah. Yeah, and so we have, I don't know if we've mentioned this in the past, but we both have iPhones. and Apple Watches, and they communicate with each other. You can check your stuff on your watch. You can track your steps. It communicates everything right back to your phone and the apps and all that stuff too. So there are Garmin specific watches as well for swimming, hiking, different things where it tracks certain things and has a little map on there for whatever you're doing too. So you could get a Garmin watch, and never looked into it, but I'm sure there's a Garmin app for your phone that would communicate specifically to that watch. And so things to think about that too is, like, you don't necessarily have to get the big Garmin, or I forget the other brand that you said, but you don't have to get the big unit per se. You could get the watch and have it do the apps and things like that through your phone, but have it communicate directly with that watch. So it's doing similar things, just smaller screen. So, but I mean, we've mentioned it before. We love technology. We're a nerd. I'm a nerd with spreadsheets and all that kind of stuff. So I just love the usability of the apps, and I'm already taking my cell phone with me. And then these, being able to download the map and still track your positioning and everything. Like we mentioned in the maps episode, is that, you know, you got to figure out which way is north and find your little waypoints. Is this road coming up? Anything like that? This thing, I'm not going to say it's idiot proof, but I mean, it's pretty damn close. Like, you pull up your phone, it tells you which direction you're pointing in.
Right.
And then, like, you're okay, and I'm staring in this direction here, and there's a river right to the left of me. There's this right there. Like, all that, you know what is directly around you just by looking at your damn phone. So,
well, and usually you can pre-program the route in there, even, like you were saying. So then it's even going to tell you, like, okay, you're, you know, 2 miles in out of your 8 miles or whatever. Like, it's updating in real time to tell you how far you've gone. And if you've got the map pre-programmed in there, or the trail pre-programmed in there and downloaded to the device, which either version you're using, the standalone GPS or the smartphone version, like, it's I'm not going to say it's not possible to get lost, but it is damn near impossible.
It's damn hard. I mean, you just look at the thing and you're like, well, shit, I'm about a quarter mile off the trail. The trail's in that direction. Let me walk that way.
Well, so, and it's going to give you, like, oh, you've been walking this long. You have roughly 4 hours left, or you have roughly 2 miles left. I mean, they're not 100% accurate, but they're pretty damn accurate.
Pretty damn accurate. And we've done it numerous times, especially this last, I keep referencing our 50th because that was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But we had those reference points that we were talking about with the roads coming up, this, that, or the other thing. The other thing that was really nice to have with that is all in one device was like, okay, we're going to have this road coming up, but then we're going to have like 30 feet of incline. Like, it's going to go straight up for 30 feet, or not straight up, but a pretty significant incline for 30 feet. And then we're going to top off for a little bit. Like, it shows you, and like right below the map, as you drag along your route, it shows you the terrain, like if it's uphill, downhill, flat. I mean, you can really prepare yourself for what you're getting into.
And some of that is going to depend, again, on which app you actually use. Like, you know, are you using Onyx? Are you using AllTrails? Are you using Gaia? Like, they all have similar features, not exactly the same, especially with, you know, are you using the free version versus the paid version? So some of these things might be locked behind a paywall, or might not be as cheap to access as some of the other features. But but yeah, if you're, you know, Mike and I don't want to keep talking about Onyx because, again, they're not a sponsor, but like we got a really good deal. Like, we watched for it to go on sale and got a year's subscription for
I would
fraction
say
of the price.
If you're looking at paying for a subscription on these things, we got ours right around Memorial Day. And they were having a deal on it for a yearly subscription. So wait for, like, we got 4th of July coming up. You're probably going to be able to get an Independence Day deal or something. Wait for some kind of a holiday if you don't have your trip coming up, because then you can land, like, I think we're paying $9.99 for the first full year or something like that. Like, it's not something stupid cheap. It wasn't like $12.99 a month or anything. Like, so, So yeah, I bit the bullet and paid for the subscription for the year, and so far I'm really enjoying it, to the point where I'll probably try to find a discount code next year.
Right, right.
Unless they hear this and want to sponsor.
And you know, so we've been kind of leaning on heavy into the apps, but like your mm-hmm. your handheld GPS device, pretty much all the same information. Like, right. You know, the screen might be smaller, or it might be laid out slightly different, or you might have to click back and forth, or, you know, any of those things. But your handheld GPSs these days, especially if you get a new one, like a modern one versus one that was made, you know, 10 years ago that you found on Marketplace or something. But like they're going to have all these features that we're talking about. Largely, I think, because they're competing with the apps at this point, you know, and they need to have these things to entice you to buy one of them to use instead of right. just your smartphone, because smartphones are getting so good at doing some yep. of the things that traditionally a GPS device would do. But they're going to have all these things. They're going to, you know, show you where you're at. They're going to show you the elevation. They're going to show you, you know, if you pre-program your route into it, it's going to show you how much mm-hmm. further you have to go. All the things that we're talking about that the apps do, your handheld GPS device is going to do too. Now, for my money, I would actually bet, with absolutely no scientific evidence to back this up in any way whatsoever, I have done literally no research, but my gut tells me I bet the GPS is a little bit more accurate in a dedicated GPS device than it is on your smartphone.
They probably pay more money to the satellite company or have their own satellite or whatever. I'm sure.
Well, and I still think, even to this day, I think smartphone GPS is still cell phone tower assisted GPS. I don't think it is right. true GPS.
Right.
It's pretty good. I'm not trying to say it's not good.
Right. We haven't gotten lost, so that's saying something.
Yeah.
But I think you're right, though. I mean, it probably is more accurate. I would imagine, like, the 3D maps that I've seen for the cell phone apps and everything, they're good. But I would bet money that if you had an actual GPS device, the 3D imaging and topography is going to be even better.
I don't know. I can't say.
I'm going to go with yes.
Okay.
Because I said
I'm not going to argue with you because I genuinely don't know.
So, I mean, but like you said, both of them are relying on a battery. Both of them are using signal of some sorts that is going to deplete that battery. The actual GPS device is going to be built more for, it's just doing that function. So it's not correct. Looking for cell right. signal, things like that. So that battery will last longer, to where before you test it out on like an overnight or a two night or things like that, take a battery backup. But if you learn that like the damn thing will last 2 weeks without a charge, then that's saving you a battery backup for that. I mean, If you're like me, I'm taking my phone anyway just to play music or whatever once we get to camp. So I'm taking a battery backup regardless. But
yeah.
So
no, I guess
that was another thing. Oh, go ahead.
Well, the only thing I was going to say is, I don't remember what it was that you just said, but something made me think of, like, one of the things that we talked about on the map episode mm-hmm. was kind of practice before you go into like a real life situation where
absolutely.
You need to learn how to use the map. I think the same applies here to the GPS stuff. Whether you're using the app or you're using a handheld GPS device, there's going to be a learning curve. Like, it is not the same as using Onyx is not the same as using Apple Maps to get right. to your local Starbucks, right? Like, it is. Being on the trail is a different type of navigation than your yeah. typical driving down the road navigation that most people are used to.
Right.
So I just want to take a moment to encourage everybody, don't wait until you're out on the trail to use the app for the first time
or right.
to use your GPS device for the first time. Like, get familiar with it at home.
Learn the features of it. Like,
learn yeah, the features of sure. it. Learn what the buttons do. Get yourself real familiar so that you're yeah. not getting into a situation where you're out in the woods and you're fumbling around and trying to figure out how to use it.
Right. Yeah, I mentioned earlier that like GPS or like Google Maps and like Apple Maps, they have like the walking option or hiking option in there. It's looking for the best known walking path in that area. So if it's a backcountry trail, it's probably not going to find it. Unless it's if it's the NCT, I've had it find that. But if
I've had it find the NCT, but it's a little bit finicky on getting your route planned.
Yeah. So that's why we went with other options.
Right.
So, but, and what I was going to say is, you know, we take our phones anyway. We're taking our battery backups anyway. That's the reason we didn't go with an actual GPS unit was that's just another heavy-ish device. Like, it's not super heavy, but it's bulky and clunky and another thing to carry that if our phone can get us basically the same thing, then why carry that extra device?
Right. But so having
that was for us.
That's for us. And our phones, the ones that we have, do some of those things. Like, not every cell phone or smartphone does all of those things. Right. You know, especially if you've got one that's a few years old or, you know, you don't have the latest and greatest model for whatever reason. I mean, you and I have a buddy that goes like 6 or 7 years between upgrading phones, like basically until the phone is worthless.
Until they get told that they're going to basically stop supporting that phone.
Right. So, I mean, there is certainly a portion of the population out there that is not a tech nerd like you and I are that want the latest and greatest all the time. Or, you know, maybe you're in a financial situation where you just, like, that's not your top priority to get a new phone, which is totally reasonable and acceptable.
Right.
So if you don't have the latest and greatest, you know, does it do all the things that we're talking about or does it not?
Well, that too. And is your battery life capable of handling it? Like, because if you have an older device, chances are we all know that they do the
planned obsolescence.
There it is. That they dumb your battery down so that it can last and handle the things you're doing with it, but it drains it quicker. So it's just a known thing. I'm not talking bad about any of the companies. It's just a known thing that it happens. Yeah, so, I mean, do your own research. Figure out what works best for you, what you would prefer to do, because if you want to put your phone in your pocket, not mess with it until you get to camp, you want to be mindful on the trail, things like that, but you want a device that is easily accessible, something, or maybe you've got a GoPro clip or something like that, and you're using your phone to, like, record video, and you don't want to interrupt that by looking at a map, then maybe the GPS is right for you if you're really into like recording every moment or anything like that. So definitely figure what is your goal on the trail with your GPS device. So I think I've covered everything that I have on my list. I mean,
I have one more topic.
Sure.
This is kind of something that we covered in the maps episode, but I think we would be doing a disservice if we didn't talk about some of the disadvantages of using GPS as your navigation. I've been saying for many, many episodes that I encourage everybody to take a paper map out there. Saying that for a reason. Like, so the technology is great when it works. It don't always work.
Well, AI could dump an EMP on us anytime, and there's technology.
And Lord knows with the way the world is going, satellites just might get knocked out of the sky for military reasons and all that. And I mean, who knows?
This any isn't number a political of things, podcast, Sean.
This is not a politics podcast. But there's a bunch of stuff that can impact whether your thing works or it don't, whether that's your cell phone or your GPS device. So, one, there's signal interruptions. So, like you're saying, like, okay, EMP, that's kind of like tongue-in-cheek, ha-ha, whatever.
Right.
Kind of, sort of. But, you know, do we get a solar flare? Do we get, you know, if you're using your smartphone and it really is cell phone assisted or cell tower assisted GPS, what if there's a huge power outage and all the towers go down? You know, your GPS is still kind of going to work, but it's not going to work as good or be as accurate.
Right.
So signal interruptions can happen. The other thing is, like, realistically, GPS needs to be able to see the sky in some capacity, you know. Right. So
you got a heavy storm coming through, or I don't know, if Canada's on fire.
Canada's on fire. You got a storm coming through, or you're just in a really dense forest.
Well, yeah.
I mean, is the tree canopy so thick that it's not getting signal through?
True.
You know, is that going to impact what type of GPS signal you're able to get? The other thing, much like same as with printed maps, but like how up to date are the maps that you're downloading onto the phone?
Yeah, especially if you're using a GPS centric thing and you have to plug it in to update it, and you didn't do that before you went out, or if your smartphone, if you're depending on the app service that you're using or whatever, they might not get the update that, you know, Northern Michigan's basically closed right now.
Okay. Or even barring that, are you using, I'm going to say the name, screw it. Are you using All Trails, where it's like user generated maps? So, you know, like, I mean, I don't think anybody's putting maps in and intentionally being wrong by it, but like, you know, how accurate is the map that you put in there?
I've seen people's coloring abilities and I don't trust them.
I don't want to pick on All Trails too much, but like, there's a joke about All Trails for a reason. Like, it's a great service. Don't get me wrong. I use it.
Yeah.
All the things. But is it 100% accurate? No, I'm not going to say it's 100% accurate.
Well, and like you said, though, too, like your cell phone tracking being cell tower assisted, that might not be all that accurate either.
True.
But not to just rag on All Trails, because I'm sure all of them have their flaws, but
correct, right?
But yeah, it's, I don't know. You just have to be mindful of the service that you're using and how often it's being updated for what you're paying for. Or if you're using the free version, are you getting 6 months ago's map updates?
Okay, well, that was one of the points I wanted to make too. So yeah, you know, you're exactly right. Is the free version a 5-year-old map? But if you pay $10 a month, you can get the current one. You know, like all those things.
Right.
You know, yay capitalism and all that. And I'm not saying, you know, these app developers and stuff, they're investing in this stuff. So I'm not saying don't charge a subscription. And
they deserve money for what they're doing.
Yeah. But know what you're looking at. Like, know.
Right.
Read. Yeah. What are you actually looking at? And understand that. And then, of course, you know, on top of both of those things, there's device failure. So, like, you know, did you drop your phone off a cliff, or did it accidentally go for a swim in a river? Or
that's not a device failure. That's a you failure.
Okay, well, that's a you failure with your device. But like, you know, has it stopped working for some reason? Whether that's like its own fault or your fault or whatever, whoever's fault it is, there's a chance for it to stop working.
Is your new tent too big, so you rolled over and elbowed your phone and cracked the screen, and now you can't see it?
Did you accidentally drop it in the fire because you took a little too much booze with you?
I mean,
things happen. I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm just saying, you know,
we're not speaking from experience.
I'm not speaking from experience. You know, be safe, do your thing, whatever, teach their own. But there is potential for the thing to stop working for one reason or another.
Right.
You know, so be mindful of that. Like, you know,
what do you want to put? Drop it and then hit it with your trekking pole.
I think even if you're going to take one of these devices and be a gadget person, like Mike and I usually are, take a printed map.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. I think that's the big thing. And you and I have done it in the past. We haven't necessarily been doing that, but I think we should get into the habit of taking printed maps for each day that we're going, whether it's an overnight out and back, or if it's a 3-night, 4-night thing, take a permanent printed map for each day of what we're doing, as in case that our battery charger or our power bank fails, and like, or that could get wet or something, and just doesn't want to work anymore, or anything like that. So take that. We should take that, and we should start listening to ourselves. We should practice what we preach.
I know, but we take
2
cell phones, 2 battery backups, 2 Apple Watches.
I know, but here's
downloaded the thing. Maps on everything. I hear you. You are not wrong. Like, we should follow our own advice on this.
All I'm going to hear is bitching. If my cell phone breaks or my power bank breaks and I ask to borrow yours, I'm just going to hear nothing but bitching. So
you don't need to borrow mine because mine still works, is what I'm saying.
But I would like to charge my phone maybe if my power bank broke or something like that.
Well, that seems like a you problem.
See, it's all in here.
Mine still works, so what's the problem? We still know where we're at.
I don't even know why I hike with you.
So, yeah, but anyway, so that concludes my list of things that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it is. This is going to have a learning curve just like maps. I don't think it's as steep of one. Everybody knows how to play around on their phone, so that's pretty much what you're going to be doing with this app is when you download one or whatever, or if you get a device, you're just going to be playing around with it, figuring out what the features are and making it work for you.
Yeah.
You're basically learning how to make the map work for you rather than learning how to work the map or use the map. So
yeah. Yeah. Learning curve, no matter which version you use, are you going to get a dedicated Garmin device? Are you going to get one of the InReaches? Yeah. Are you going to get All Trails for your cell phone? Like whatever the method you're using, slight learning curve, play around with it before you go out on the trail. You'll be fine.
So one thing I mentioned in the maps episode, that my research has led me to believe is the opposite. I think it's the same for both, but the GPS research that it's telling me, like, it's saying overuse can result in like a reduction of situational awareness or a reduction in just being mindful of your nature around you. I almost feel like it gets you more in tune than even a map because you have so much more detail. You can look for different things. And maybe that's just you and I that we nerd out with that kind of stuff, or we pay attention to things like that to where, like, okay, we're going to have this river here. We're going to have this here. In this half mile, we're going to have that. I almost feel like just knowing what's coming up, whether it's a paper map or GPS, I almost feel like just knowing what you're getting into just brings you into the moment and looking for those things and just makes you more aware of your surroundings.
I guess it depends on how much you're looking at it, right? Like we talked in the maps episode, like I'm not asking you to hike with this map in your hand. I'm asking you to have it available to look at when you need it. I would say the same thing goes for like the GPS stuff. I'm not saying walk with it and only go turn by turn, you know, like turn one, the GPS device tells you to turn and all that sort of stuff. I'm saying have it on you, use it as a guide.
Oh yeah.
I would not hike with it in my hand all the time though.
No, I'd fall over more.
Yeah.
So yeah. But like I said, like if you just have it at the ready to be able to look at, but when you take a break, you look around, you're like, yeah, we're almost exactly where we thought we were going to be. And, you know, coming up here, we're going to see this, we're going to see that, we're going to see this. And then you put it back in your pocket and then you walk and then you're looking around for those things. Maybe you're looking for them because you're like, have I hit that half mile yet? Like, come on already. Yeah, but you know, you're looking for those things for one reason or another. I think it tends, if you treat it like that, I think that makes you more aware of your surroundings.
Sure.
If you're just staring at your map or at your device, then I think you can kind of just get lost and just everybody's seeing people walking down the road and walk into a light post because they're staring at their phone. So you're going to hit a tree. So,
right.
But I think we kind of beat that one with a stick, so we'll call it good.
All right, sounds good. So if any of our listeners have a specific GPS device that they swear by, or if you have an app that you use that we haven't mentioned and you think we should have, feel free to reach out and get a hold of us. You can always reach us on our email, which is SeanMikeHike@gmail.com. You can reach us on most of the major socials at SeanMikeHike, or always on our website at SeanMikeHike.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe. And until next time,
go take a hike and put your damn phone down.
There you go. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
See you in a couple weeks.